Today is Friday, December 27th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. We've only got one today, folks. It's National Fruitcake Day. And that's it. There is no more. At least on the website that I use. Of course, they gave me an ad. I don't like fruitcake, but I'm not a big fan of fruit. I'm more of a vegetable person. If I had to go fruit or vegetable, if there was a question, I would pick vegetable. But I don't hate fruit. It's not my preference. And I don't like fruit in desserts. I'm just not a big fan of fruit and desserts. For whatever reason, if I'm going to have fruit, the only time that I like a fruit in a dessert is a cobbler. That's it. And it has to be the very specific cobbler that I've talked about on the show, where it's a cakey cobbler. You pour the batter over the fruit and it forms almost a cake, but then you have the fruit embedded and it's syrupy and it's almost like a tres leches cake where you've soaked the cake. And in those, I like it, although I could do without the fruit pieces and really just have the cake that's soaked with the juices. But there you go. But fruitcake, no. Although as I get older, I have found I used to hate raisins. And now, if I eat a trail mix or something with the raisins in it, I do kind of like the sweet, natural sweetness and the chewiness of the raisins. So maybe as I get older, I'm getting more agreeable to those sorts of fruits. Because in a fruitcake, it's dried fruit, right? My voice sounds like I haven't been feeling too. I took today off of work and not because of sickness, just because day after. So I'm recording this. I've explained this to you guys a million times. I don't have to go over it again. So I'll just keep going. But I took the day off work for PTO for day after Christmas. But then I know I told you guys I was feeling a little bit, I don't know, for the past 3 or 4 weeks, I feel like I've been going back and forth between feeling not horrible, but not great. And almost sick, but not sick. It's like weird because I've never gotten sick, like where I'm in bed, coughing, sneezing, sweating, all that kind of stuff. But I've had, you know, a day or two where I just felt weird and then I would feel okay. And then the next week I would feel weird because I feel like I've mentioned this multiple times. But my voice is affected. I haven't been coughing, but I was just tired. I just laid on the couch all day. I slept until almost 11. And Mark was working, although he was working from home, but I slept until almost 11. And then I got up, didn't even feel like taking a shower or brushing my teeth or anything. I just laid on the couch and we ate lunch together. I laid on the couch and watched YouTube. I watched 3D printer videos. And because that's my hobby of the month, as we'll say. But I'm out of filament at the moment, so I can't print anything. I'm really wanting to print something, but everything that I want to print, I have a little bit of filament, but not enough to do anything substantial. And I've done a bunch of small stuff when it first came in. I printed these cool little airtight pill holders that you can put on your keychain or attach to luggage or something like that. I made a bunch of those for Christmas presents and they're cool. I mean, they have a screw cap and all this kind of stuff. And I was really impressed that the screw threads printed perfectly. I even put Mark's name in a couple of them, like I told you guys, but I'm wanting to print something bigger, but I'm out of filament, and it's not the earliest I think I'm going to have filament is Saturday. there was one that might have made it today. I bought like 14 rolls of filament from bamboo because I was like, I want to do stuff. Now that I know how to use it, I want to actually print things. But anyway, so I just laid on the couch and watched 3D printer videos and slept. And I still feel tired. We did watch our movie of the day because we are on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, day 6 of 12 movies. So we have 6 more. We have 7 more. So I guess we're on day 5 because, oh yeah, one day we watched 2. So an Almost Christmas Story, Mark did give his rating. Our average rating is 2.6 out of 5. For Transformers 1, which was animated, we're at a 3.9. I'm rounding. Juror number 2, we were at a 4. The Fall Guy, we're at a 2.5. And Carry On, we are at a 4. And he hasn't rated. We watched Twisters today, but he has not rated Twisters yet. And so I don't know. I could see it pop up any minute, though, because I said, hey, you need to enter your. We just watched that because I said, hey, let's watch it early. Then I'll record. Then we'll get dinner. And then we'll kind of do our nightly routine because we've been watching the movies last thing, but then it's time to go to bed. And I just don't enjoy that. So anyway, maybe he'll enter his score while I'm rambling on and on. So yeah, we had our Christmas with my parents, and I must have mentioned that yesterday because I don't think I had recorded the episode, but that all went well. We played Monopoly Go with my stepdad. My mom's not much of a game player. She never has been, but she has back problems, and so she says that it hurts her back to sit at the table for too long. I think it's the chairs, and she does better sitting on the couch where she can recline or and have a heating pad and all that kind of stuff. And so she can't sit and play a game for a long period of time. So she went into the living room, and which is connected to the kitchen, so we could still talk to each other if we wanted to. And she watched some church choir Christmas concert while we played Monopoly Go, and we did best 3 out of 5, and I won the first one, and then Steve won, and then Mark. And then it rotated again. I won, Steve won, Mark won. So we were at, each of us had 2. So on the 7th game, somebody was going to win because we all had 2. And, excuse me, I'm burping. Well, you didn't hear it, but it was an under the breath burp. Mark won. Bottom line, Mark won. I was okay with that. I wasn't super invested in the game, but we did that. And then after the game was over, we packed up all our stuff, came home. I must have recorded at that point. Mark washed the dishes, and we had leftovers for dinner. We had leftover Filipino spaghetti and rolls, and that was our dinner. And we watched our movie, which I guess I didn't talk about, but we watched Fall Guy last night. So Fall Guy is what I didn't love it. It's based on the old TV show Fall Guy, which I watched occasionally. I mean, the thing that I remember most about Fall Guy was the theme song. I think it was like, well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've had something with something. Do 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 do. Hey hey, I don't know, something like that. Let's look. Actually, that won't sound good if I mix the Fall Guy theme with my closing theme. The Fall Guy theme. Oh yeah, here it is. Let's see what that sounds like.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss yeah. and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a man.
So fine.
I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone past with the...
Yeah, so there you go. There's a, they did have that theme song. So I'm going to spoil something. So if anyone has not seen the Fall Guy movie and you don't want to be spoiled, stop now. But I was, okay, you better be stopped because I'm spoiling. So I was wondering if they were going to have any of the characters, the old actors from the original Fall Guy, because it was Lee Majors and there was some girl, some lady, I don't know her name, but, and I was wondering, I wonder if any of them will have cameo appearances. Well, we got through the whole movie and nobody. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess they didn't. And then they get to the closing credits and they play the theme song for the old TV show as the closing credits. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And then they have a like one of those Marvel end scenes. And there he is, Lee Majors and the blonde lady. So just very small in the end credits scene, but that was cool. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.